Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Scott Zolak. And Scott, the Patriots get a much-needed win here in Buffalo, 37-22 over the Bills, kind of separating themselves a little bit from the division opponents, 1-1 now. But really a tale of two halves that we saw. The defense, in all honesty, I think Rob Gronkowski said it best. They really kept them in this game.
Yeah, they did.
First half was all defense, a lot of turnovers. Just your thoughts on what you saw from that end.
But they gave the offense a great starting field position, something we really haven't seen through the first four or five games here. And, you know, and at some point, you know, you got to hang your hat on something. I think first half, you hang it on that defense, and they hung. Not that Darrell Revis has been phenomenal these last 2 weeks. Totally negated A.J. Green. Same thing today with Sammy Watkins.
Right.
I mean, he had that 20-yard catch, but that's basically about it. And then you lose a guy like Gerard Mayo. You kind of find a way you're going to scheme things up front, kind of hold the middle down, and I don't think Buffalo really ran the ball that well on him after Mayo went down, which is a credit to the way they kind of shored things up. And I think the quarterback has really been unfairly criticized here for the last three weeks.
Yeah.
But really happy for him to come here on the road. It's a big win. This is the first place in the division. It's where it starts. He's had a lot of success here. Dan Connolly goes down early in this game, head injury. Here comes Jordan Devlin. Here comes Marcus Cannon. They shuffle things up again.
Right.
But the ability of the backs, it started with Shane Vereen, carried over to Brandon Bolden after Ridley went down, to really submarine and platoon things and pick up the extra pressures and just stone them at the line. And it gave Brady a clean pocket to sit in there and pick up third downs. Big plays are back with this offense. Gronkowski, you know, you saw the one for Timms.
Right.
And that was kind of covered, you know, but Brady put it in a spot where Timms could go get it.
That was a phenomenal catch.
If he throws that ball to the left, he's throwing it up in the double coverage and it probably gets intercepted.
And then
in fact, he threw it away and far from him, allowed him to go get it.
And then Brandon LaFell came to life in the fourth quarter. Just your thoughts on the way he's kind of emerged into this
We started to see that slow build. I think it's getting to a point now where he's going out and playing and reacting. It's not where I'm overthinking things. Am I lined up correctly? You know, he's 6 weeks into this offense, so you should start to see that. He's a pretty darn good pro. Stick him inside. Brady's getting a nice rapport with him.
Well, certainly a lot of injuries did plague this team, so a good win. But Stephen Ridley, Gerard Mayo, Dan Connolly, a lot of guys to look for. And, I mean, in all honesty, this is a really short week that they have against another division opponent, but at least it is at home.
Yeah, it's been a couple short weeks since that Kansas City game. That's tough on a Monday night. You turn it around on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, again, we're going to see the Jets here on Thursday night. But I think in these last 2 weeks, this team showed that they have some stones. They dropped them and start to galvanize what they are as a football team. And Bill's always said this, Bill Belichick, I'm going to know what kind of football team I have 6-7 weeks into this thing.
And they're starting to figure that out. That's right. All right. Well, another game next week at home at Gillette Stadium. That'll do it for Zoe and myself from Ralph Wilson. And we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.